Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
It's been too long since we had Coach Jeff Lebby on Thunder and Lightning, and he has just finished up spring practice, so I assume he's got a lot to talk about with us. And Coach, we talked about the last time we had you on, we talked about some coaching cliches. I'll give you another one. You know, that adversity is where you learn the most. When you have tough times, that's when you learn the most about yourself. So I'll just ask you straight up, what did you learn about yourself last season when I know you went through a lot of adversity?
Yeah, I think in the toughest times, finding ways to create consistency, belief, and hope and enjoyment inside our walls was hard at times. And there was so much frustration in the moment. But at the end of the day, I knew that everybody inside our building was going to fit off of me. And so creating consistency, creating a similar message and finding ways to keep the belief and keep the fight, even though the result wasn't what we wanted. And as we went through that, there were some hard moments, but boy, it's going to make it feel even better when it gets flipped.
Another thing coaches like to say is control the controllables, you know, take care of what you can take care of. What's an uncontrollable that drives you crazy?
Yeah, I mean, an uncontrollable is maybe a call that you get or you don't get, you know, the ones that you don't get, just the ball bouncing the correct way, a batted ball, whatever it may be, the things that happen inside a game that they drive you crazy because of, and it's got a chance to be a game changing play and it doesn't happen the way you want, but our execution was really in a really good place.
What's something, you know, you think about your first season as a head coach? You've been an offensive coordinator, been a quarterback's coach throughout your career. What's something you didn't know about being a head coach that you know now?
Yeah, I think because of the way I, you know, me being who I am, the way I am, incredibly relational, wanting the entire building to have great connection. Until you live it and you sit in the chair every single day, there's so many people that are inside these walls, and there's always something going on with somebody, and that's the reality of it. And you want to be able to have the opportunity to fix every problem, to be in the know with everything that goes on. When I realized that's impossible. And so having the ability to continue to empower people, supplementing the staff as we did this offseason in a couple of different ways, I think has been huge, and did learn some things as we move through that first calendar year that I think are going to be beneficial.
You mentioned your staff there. A lot of coaches having the kind of season you had last year would have made big changes. They would have, you know, cleaned out their assistant coaches and gone a different way. You decided to go with continuity. You didn't make a lot of changes. Why was continuity so important to you going into year two?
Yeah, I know it's the right thing. And I see how people operate. I know a good coach from one that's not. And so for me, having the ability to keep these guys here, give them the opportunity to be year two inside a system, get the roster the way we needed to, did some things in the offseason. John Cooper, our tight end coach, making him the run game coordinator. Anthony Tucker, making him the pass game coordinator. Both those guys have great familiarity inside the system, the scheme. And then obviously just supplementing the staff on the defensive side of the ball with some incredible experiences and guys that lived it. But our kids deserve to be year two in a system. That's all really state has been turnover and change. And our people need some continuity. They need some consistency. And we're going to like the result of that.
Did you bring in Phil Loadholt so you could have the tallest staff in America?
He helps that for sure. He does help that. But no, Phil, you know, I've talked about this, and again, great familiarity with him. We had been together for 6 years. I think the world of who he is as a person, but man, how he gets these guys to play every single day, to get these guys to practice the way they practice every single day, has been a pleasure having him back with me.
So obviously you have great relationships with the quarterbacks you've coached through the years. I mean, you got Matt Corral to come to Mississippi State and spend a day and talk good about Mississippi State. That lets you know what kind of relationship you have with him. It seems on the surface that you and Blake Shapen have a great relationship. What is it about Shapen that makes you and him work and click so well?
And there's great trust there. And, you know, I've always said, you know, the way that a guy plays when he's got the ball in his hands is, to me, a reflection of who he is as a person. And his loyalty, his toughness, his willingness to serve and lead is elite. And this is a guy that will put it on the line for me, for our university, for his teammates. And that's what you have to be able to go do what we want to do. So we do. We've got a great relationship. I'm excited as heck for him to be able to continue to grow and get set up to go have a great year.
What was your reaction when you learned that Devon Booth was going to be able to give you another year?
Excitement. Excitement. Again, I think I talked about it earlier, but we talked nonstop late in the year last year. Man, if we just had this guy back for another year, boy, I wish we had him back. He was really just hitting his stride. He was a guy that got here late, in June for us last year, and now here he is again, year two of the system. Excited about what he's going to be able to get done for us.
When you look at your receiver room, you got a bunch of new faces. I mean, a bunch of new faces there. We got to see some of them on Saturday. It's obvious that speed was a priority for you this offseason. You went out and got guys who can get down the field and make big plays. When you're trying to recruit speed, do you want to speed at can you get speed at the consequence of something else? There are a lot of guys who can fat or fast. They can't catch. They can't run routes. How do you get guys who are fast but can also play the receiver position?
It's a fine line. And again, I think for us, the speed piece of it is a huge deal. That's who we've always wanted to recruit. That's who we've always been. Guys that have had incredible success inside our system have been guys that can really, really run. And so that there's no difference with where we're at in that room right now. We upgraded in a great way. The foot speed in that room is upgraded, and that's going to be a huge advantage for us.
Every year, we talked about this last year. Every year in your system, there's one receiver who's 60 to 80 catches, 700, 800 yards, 8, 9, 10 touchdowns. You want to throw a name out there for me? I'll give you mine if you want.
Let me hear yours. I'll
I
see
said
what's.
Evans. I said Anthony Evans.
Yeah, Ant does. He's got a year. He's got an opportunity to have a big year. I do. I think Brennan's got the opportunity to have a big, big year. But I am. I'm man. I'm proud of. Like you look at J-Mo and his development and where he's at. You look at Aiden Williams. You look at Ricky Johnson. I mean, these guys had really, really good springs, and then you throw in Marcus and Jerron Glover. Again, I've talked a bunch about this spring, man. Our room right now is in a really good spot, and we've got a bunch of guys that are fighting to get better every single day, and a bunch of guys that are ready to go compete and fight to get it done.
You talked about this on Saturday after the spring game, that from a roster standpoint, defensively, you're way ahead of where you were a season ago. There's no question that you have more depth defensively than you had a season ago. My question would be, do you feel like you have the difference makers that you've got to have in the SEC to play defense, guys who can be a problem for opposing offensive coordinators?
I think we've got a couple of pass rushers that have a chance to create some issues for the other side of the ball on some normal downs and then inside of third downs that we did not have a year ago. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I do think the athleticism that we have at the second level spots, talked a little bit about that with our Mike and our Dime, and the four guys that got a chance to have incredible impacts there. Their athleticism and the way they can run, to me, give us a chance again to go do what we want to do. We've got to continue to upgrade. We're not where we're gonna be. We're not where we want to be. But again, it is a process, and it's about taking the next step for us. And for us, that's being able to go play really good defense and create some depth so that we have the ability to roll guys and play multiple guys instead of some of the things that we were had to do last year.
How difficult is it as a coach to get a guy in at this point? Spring practice is over. You don't get him on the field until it's time to start preseason camp. But to get a guy that you feel like, okay, we think we can get him in here in that amount of time and make him a contributor next year, how difficult is that?
Yeah, I think it's all about where he's coming from and then how much he played at the prior spot. If you get guys that have played a ton of snaps, then to me, that's going to give us a really solid tell that they're going to have the ability to get ready and go play. If you're taking somebody that's maybe been a backup, hasn't played a ton, then to me, it's a lot harder to project that guy ready to go play week one, So that's why this period is critical. As we get into it, we want to have the ability to sign guys that have played a bunch of ball if we're counting on them being, starters for us.
You think about it, if you had been a head coach a decade ago, you come in year one, and really it's not until year four that people are saying, okay, he's got all his guys in there now. What is he going to be as coach? What's a time frame now as a head coach that you feel like, okay, I can get a program turned around in X years?
Yeah, I think year one's almost year zero now because of the turnover, the change, no continuity, and having the ability to then get in. And now here we are in our second year, but we are much closer to being able to have the guys that we want to have inside the building. And again, we're nowhere close to where we want to be, but we're in a much better spot and different spot than we were a year ago.
I think, with spring football coming to an end, I think about Coach Leach. He might have already been in the keys at this point of the year. When do you get a day off?
Yeah, I'll catch my breath after we get all these guys signed up and get through the rest of this week. And then, for the rest of the staff, they'll be on the road recruiting and, through the middle of May. And so we'll catch our breath, once that really slows down. But, it's constant for us right now.
Absolutely. Coach Jeff Lebby, really appreciate your time. I guess we'll talk to you again next in Atlanta at SEC Media Days. Looking forward to that conversation already. Have a good one. Get some time off. Get a little rest. I know it's been a grind.
Hey, we'll do it. Appreciate it. Hail State.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.